mounding up the soil. And I really don't have a lot of extra soil around, so I'm mulching over. Is there a difference as far as yield?
No, mulch works just as well. Whatever you've got around, like rotting leaves or rotting hay or straw, anything like that can work just as well as any soil in the garden.
Okay.
And just mound it up around that stem of the potatoes. Just keep on mounding it up there, and it just will cover up that stem and make more potatoes possible. So whatever you've got around is a good use.
Okay, and my potatoes actually are starting to get some blossoms on them. How long can I keep throwing the mulch on them?
Well, I would keep on doing that as long as those potatoes are growing tall. Once they begin to bloom, they're pretty much done with their up above ground growth. Then they're going to focus on all of their energy on what's happening down below that surface.
So, okay.
So once they start to bloom, they're pretty much done, you know, growing up. They're going to focus down below the soil.
Okay, so do it now.
Do it now. Now
okay.
is the perfect time to do it. Yeah.
All right. And so what are you eating out of your garden these days?
Well, I'll tell you, this has been a beautiful year for greens. It's been cool and moist most of these days, and the lettuces and the greens are growing like crazy. So we are starting our meals most days off with a big salad. And on top of those greens, we're just going through the garden and adding whatever we can find. It's, a lot of fresh berries are coming on. And sometimes you don't think about adding fruit to a green salad, but it's a really delicious, colorful touch. So we throw our strawberries or our raspberries on there. We're also using a lot of our little thinnings of our beets and our carrots and whatever we've got pulling out of the ground to make room for the others. And those are getting cleaned up and chopped up and putting on top of there. And then a very simple way to add some good nutritional value. We've got some beautiful locally made breads out of our local grains that are being produced here in our area.
Mm-hmm.
You could take a slice or two of that.